The beautiful, I'm going to take a picture of you from up here.
你长得那么帅，给你们照张相。
Thank you.
谢谢。
The opening verse of Genesis chapter 9.
第九章的开始的经节。
Is a summary of what takes place for the next two chapters.
是下面两章圣经的一个总结。
Genesis 9:1 says,
九章一节说,
And God blessed Noah and his sons,
神赐福给挪亚和他的儿子,
and said to them,
对他们说,
Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth.
你要生养众多遍满了地。
Chapters 9 and 10 that we are considering right now,
现在九到十章现在我们要看的经文,
conclude the story of the great flood,
把整个洪水的故事做个总结,
and then transition us to the things that will happen through the rest of the book of Genesis.
然后把我们带到了创世纪的后面的几章的一个做一个桥梁带过去。
The Tower of Babel,
就是巴别塔。
The stories of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob,
亚伯拉罕、以撒和雅各的故事。
So chapters 9 and 10 of Genesis,
创世纪的九到十章,
describe for us how this small family of Noah,
告诉我们挪亚这小小一个家庭,
who came through the flood on the ark,
他们借着方舟渡过了洪水,
this small family becomes 70 nations,
这个小小家庭成了七十个国度。
So chapters 9 and 10 begin with,
所以九到十章一开始就说了,
Noah and God's covenant expressed to him,
神, 神的约怎么样子向他们彰显。
The covenant that God makes with Noah,
神与挪亚所立的约,
will affect all the world,
会影响整个世界,
including us today,
包括我们今天的人类。
You and I,
你跟我,
are part of,
都是,
the covenant that God made with Noah,
神与挪亚所立的约的一个部分。
I hope that is exciting for you,
我巴不得这个对你来说这个就很叫人兴奋了。
As you consider,
当你考虑到,
that God had you in mind,
神已经想到你了,
even back here,
甚至那个时候他已经想到你,
when he spoke to Noah,
当他向挪亚说话的时候已经想到你了。
And then the chapters continue,
然后这些章节继续下
去, as it shows that Noah had blessings and cursings which would fall on Noah's descendants,
讲到挪亚会得到祝福跟咒诅, 他的后代会有这些祝福。
And then it describes how Noah's descendants spread out and fill the earth,
然后讲到挪亚的后代怎么样子继续的遍满全地。
Well, so let's begin by considering verses 1 through 17.
我们先看1到17节。
God makes a covenant with Noah,
神与挪亚立约了,
and with all his descendants,
和他的后代立约了。
And that's all of us.
就是跟我们立约了。
We descend from Noah.
我们都是挪亚的后代。
So we are included in this covenant.
也在这个约之内。
Now we have noticed something already.
我们已经注意到了。
That there are many parallels between the creation and the world that happens after the flood.
我们看到神的所造之物跟洪水之后的世界的很多的平行的。
God forms order out of chaos,
神从混乱之中带来了秩序,
just as he did at the first creation,
正如他起初创造时候一样。
Noah is a kind of second Adam,
挪亚就像一个第二个亚当一样。
A single man to whom all else are related,
就是这一个人其他都是跟他有关的。
And there is the repetition of the command to multiply and fill the earth,
就有一个重复的吩咐叫我们要遍满全地，生养众多。
And then the first four verses of Genesis 9,
在第九章的头四节里面,
are very similar to God's command to Adam,
也跟神对亚当的吩咐很相似。
As God speaks to Adam in Genesis 1,
正如在创世纪第一章神对亚当说,
he tells him to have dominion over the fish and the birds and the every living thing.
神叫亚当要管理天空的飞鸟，地上的牲畜，水中的鱼等等。
He tells Adam, I have given you every plant to eat.
他告诉亚当，我给你一切的植物，你可以吃做食物。
And he says that every beast is under your dominion.
他说所有的牲畜都在你的管理之下。
But there are some significant differences here too.
但同时呢，也有很大的区别啊，这两者。
In the pre-fall world that was perfect in Adam's day,
在亚当的在洪水之前那个完美的世界,
humanity is given dominion over all the earth. Humanity is given dominion over the earth.
神给人类权柄管理全地。
But in Genesis chapter 9,
但在创世纪第九章呢,
this dominion is expressed differently.
这个权柄是用不同的方式在表达。
God says the animals will have a fear, a dread of humans.
神说这些牲畜呢, 会惧怕人类。
So our dominion is exercised differently. Because this is not the peaceful world that existed before the fall. Another difference
另外一个不同呢,
is that now people are not only given plants to eat, but now God gives animals to be food for humans as well. Another result of the fall. Because animals and humans are not at peace with each other anymore. But this is what is important. In verses 5 and 6,
5到6节,
God makes a sharp difference. Between humans taking the life of animals,
就是人要把牲畜的命夺取，and
humans taking the life of other humans,
和夺取其他人类的生命，这两个有不同。
Now it's a sad thing, isn't it?
这是一件很大的悲剧，不是吗？
That even as Noah walks off the ark,
当挪亚从方舟出来，
God has to give Noah commands concerning murder.
神必须要给他吩咐关乎杀人的一些诫命。God
knows how corrupt humanity is.
神知道人类是何等的败坏。It
only took one generation after Adam to find murder in the earth.
在亚当之后的第一代，就第二代人就谋杀了，对不对？And
so as Noah walks off the ark,
所以当挪亚从方舟出来，God
says, "Thou shalt not murder."
神就告诉他，哎，你不可以谋杀。
Even though God has punished sin, wiping people off the earth, there is still sin on the earth. Because there are humans on the earth. So God here gives Noah command that for human society, there must be a restraint on humans.
人类社会上必须要有一些限制，有一些约束。
It is not lawful for a human to kill another human.
人类残杀别的人类是不合法的。
Because
因为
even fallen humans,
就算是堕落的人类,
God says are made in the image of God.
他说也是按着他的形象受造的。
Now, God, just in the verses previous to this, said, I give you permission to kill animals.
正如在这个前面的几节经文讲到神说，我允许你们可以杀牲畜。
But in verse 6, God says, God made man in his own image.
第六节讲到，神造人是照自己的形象造的。
And so therefore, we must not murder another human.
必须禁止杀人。
It is not the same as killing an animal.
跟杀牲畜不一样。
Because when we kill another human,
因为当我们杀别人的时候,
we put to death God's image in the earth.
我们把神的形象在地上的形象给毁掉了。
We are killing what is most like God in all this world.
我们毁掉在地上最像神的东西，就把人给杀了。
And so verse 7 includes this command again to multiply and fill the earth.
第七节又加入了这个吩咐，要我们生养众多，在地上昌盛繁茂。
Even though this is a fallen humanity,
尽管这是一个堕落的人类世界,
God still affirms that he wants humanity to flourish.
但神仍然肯定他要人类继续的兴旺下去。
But let me ask you to make this more personal.
让我们更进一步带到我们自己生活当中啊。
God obviously values humanity.
很明显的，神很重视人类。
He sets humans apart from every other animal and every other part of his creation.
他把人类和所有他所造的这些牲畜啊，都分别为圣了。
But let me ask you.
但我请问你。
Do you value humanity?
你是否看重人的生命呢？
Not just people who are like you.
不仅是跟你一样的人。
But people of every kind.
而是每一个种族的人类。
From every background.
不同的背景的人。
Who agree with you or don't agree with you.
不论他们同意你的意见还不同意你。
Who are Christians or not Christians.
不论是基督徒还是非基督徒。
God sees every human being as being, yes, broken.
是，神看人类的确是破碎的。
But also being in the image of God.
同时还是按着神的形象受造的。
And so you and I are to treat every other human being.
你我要对待所有的人类。
With the same fundamental honor that God gives them.
都要对他们有神一样的尊重的心。
Every person.
每个人都一样。
Sinful.
罪人没错。
Disagreeable.
跟我们意见不同。
Different as they may be from us,
跟我们的背景文化不同。
Is created in the image of God.
都是按着神的形象被造。
And each and every human life,
每一个人的生命。
Is therefore to be treated as valuable.
因此我们都要用尊重对待。
We tend to value people,
我们有时候尊重人呢,
according to their value to us.
因着他们对我们的价值而尊重他们。
Can they promote me to a better position?
他们能不能够跟给我捧场啊，捧捧场啊。
Can they fill some emotional void that I have?
他们可不可以能够满足我的需要啊，情感的需要啊。
Can they help me do something I need to get done?
他们可不可以帮助我达到我要达到的目的啊。
If so, they are valuable.
如果能够为我达到目的，他们对我就有价值。
But what about the people who cannot benefit you at all?
那些对你没有益处的人呢？
Who you look at them and they have made a mess of their life.
你看到这些人，他们把生命搞砸了。
And they are walking contrary to God.
他们违背神在生活。
And they are suffering the effects of it.
他们因此在受罪遭难。
Maybe they are addicted now to drugs or alcohol.
也许现在他们酗酒啦，或者上瘾啦，毒品啦。
Maybe they do not have a home.
或者无家可归啦。
Do we value those people?
我们看重这样的人吗？
They can't do anything for us.
他们不能为我们做什么。
But do we value them because God values them?
我们是否仍然看重他们？因为神看重他们。
Do we see that our responsibility before God is to love them as our neighbor.
我们是否看到我们在神面前责任是要爱人如己，要爱他们像我们的。
Jesus talks about this very same principle.
耶稣也讲到这同样的原理啊。
And he said, don't just invite people to dine with you who will then invite you to dine with them.
不要请客请那些有钱的，好叫他们能够请回你。
Invite someone into your home.
你要邀请那些人到你家来。
Care for them.
然后关心他们，照顾他们。
Show love to them.
你要关怀他们。
Even if it seems like there is nothing they can ever do for you.
就算他们不能够回报你任何事。
Why?
为什么？
Because God has made them in His image.
因为神按着他的形象创造了所有的人。
C.S. Lewis says this.
路易斯说道。
You have never met a mere mortal.
你从来没有遇到一个这样的人。
Every person you have ever met,
一个会死的人，你遇到的每一个人，
is a soul made to live forever.
都是神所造的永恒的灵魂。
They will live forever in heaven with Jesus.
他们要不就永远在天上与耶稣同在。
Or they will live forever in hell without Jesus.
或者永远没有耶稣在地狱里。
But you have never met a mere mortal.
你不会碰到一个会死的人。
Every human being you interact with,
跟你凡是遇到过的每一个人
is a soul who will exist forever.
都是一个永恒的灵魂。
That is not true of anything else in this creation.
这在受造之物当中没有其他任何东西是。
This earth will burn up.
这个世界会。
Money will burn up.
金钱会。
Nations will fall.
列国会倒掉。
But people,
但人,
their souls will continue forever.
灵魂会持续到永永远远。
And so every person we come in contact with,
我们所遇到的每一个人,
is a person God has made in his image,
都是神按着他形象造的人。
And that we are therefore to value.
因此我们要珍惜每一个人的生命。
And we dare not ever forget this.
我们不敢忘记, 也不敢。
It's so important that God preaches this message to Noah,
神把这个信息带给挪亚,
even as Noah walks off the ark,
当他从方舟里出来的时候,
so that we will remember,
好像我们能够牢牢记住,
to love our neighbor.
我们要爱邻舍如自己。
Verses 8 through 11,
8到11节,
then go in greater detail
又更详细地告诉我
regarding the covenant between God and Noah,
就是有关挪亚之约。
We mentioned it already in Genesis 8,
我们已经在第八章讲到这些。
But now it is described for us in greater detail.
现在更详细地讲神和挪亚立的约。
A covenant God made with Noah,
神与挪亚立的约。
And his descendants,
和他的后代。
And in fact, every living creature that comes off the ark,
跟所有从方舟里出来的每一个活物所立的约,
and all their descendants,
和他们的后代,
God promises this,
神应许了,
I will never again curse the ground because of man.
我不会因着人的缘故再一次咒诅地。
And he says in verse 22,
22节他说,
while the earth remains,
哦,地还存留的时候,
cold and heat,
加色寒暑,
summer and winter,
冬夏,
day and night,
昼夜,
will not cease,
就永不停息了。
This is what God has promised.
是神所应许的。
Do you know, maybe in English we call it a lightning rod. Do you know what a lightning rod is?
你知道什么是 lightning rod?
So a lightning rod is a piece of metal that is put in the ground to receive lightning.
哦，就是那个叫做闪电雷电针是吧？避雷针啊。
Yeah. So that the lightning will not strike something else.
所以那个闪电不会闪到别的地方。
And destroy it.
不会把别的东西给毁了。
It's like God is saying this.
就像神说。
I will not put the lightning rod in the earth again.
神说我不会把这个避雷针再放在地上。
Because even the whole earth,
因为就算整个世界,
cannot absorb the lightning of my wrath.
都不能够, 都受不了我的雷电, 我的愤怒的雷电。
The earth is not big enough.
但这个世界不够大。
It's not strong enough.
也不够强壮。
To receive the lightning rod of my wrath.
来接受我的愤怒的闪电。
So instead, God says,
所以取而代之神说,
I will take the lightning rod,
我会把这个避雷针呢,
and I will plant it in the heart of my son,
我要放在我儿子的心中,
on the cross,
在十字架上,
and Jesus will absorb,
耶稣会吸收这一切的愤怒,
what the whole earth together could not absorb,
整个世界都担当不了的愤怒,
the full fury of God against sin,
神对罪恶的愤怒的倾倒。
And so God, knowing that Jesus would do this,
父神知道耶稣会
promises never again to destroy the earth with a flood,
就应许了不会再一次用洪水毁灭世界。
And verses 12 and 17 describe God's seal of this covenant.
12到17节就讲到神对这个约的印证。
It is the rainbow.
就是彩虹。
God says, I have set the rainbow in the sky,
神说我把彩虹放在天上,
so that it will be a sign to you forever,
就可以做我与你立约的永远的记号。
As long as the earth is lasting,
只要这个地还存留,
you will have a reminder of my promise to you,
你就可以纪念到我对你的应许。
A reminder of my promise and my faithfulness to my promise.
你可以纪念我的约和我的信实，要守约。
Today, if you're a Christian or not a Christian,
今天你或是基督徒或不是基督徒,
God is in a covenant relationship with you.
神已经跟你立了约了。
To every living creature,
他与所有的活物都立约了。
Including even the animals,
包括牲畜。
God has promised never to destroy the world by water again.
神应许了不再一次用洪水毁灭全地了。
Until he destroys the world by fire.
直到他用火把世界毁灭掉。
Judging sin on the final day.
他在那末日要审判罪恶。
So the next time that you see a rainbow in the sky.
是下一次你再看到天空有云彩，不是有红的时候。
Remember where it comes from.
记得这个红是从哪来的。
And remember what it stands for.
也记得这个红所代表的是什么。
The rainbow.Of course, is the sun shining through the rain.
当然是太阳从雨中照过啊。
And it is God's promise to you.
这是神对你的应许。
That he will never again destroy the world by flood.
他不会再一次用洪水毁灭全地。
But it is also God's promise.
这也是神对你的应许说。
That God will certainly destroy this world.
神必要再次毁灭这个世界。
And all who are not trusting in his son Jesus Christ.
一切不信靠他儿子耶稣基督人。
With a flood of fire one day soon.
他要用烈火把这一切。再一次毁灭掉。
In verse 12, it says, this covenant includes all future generations.
啊，十二节讲到，这个约也包括了将来的世代。
That is you and that's me.
就是包括你我咯。
No matter who we are.
无论我们是谁。
So when we see this sign of God's covenant in the sky,
所以当我们看到神立约的记号在天上，这个彩虹。
May it remind us of God's promise,
使我们纪念到神的应许。
To not destroy the world by water,
不再借着水来毁灭。
And God's warning,
和神的警戒。
That he will destroy everyone not in Jesus Christ.
他会把一切不在基督的人再次毁灭掉。
Verse 16,
16节,
describes this as an everlasting covenant.
讲到这是一个永约啊，永远的约。
That is why we find the rainbow again.
所以我们又一次看到彩虹。
In the book of Ezekiel,
在以西结书。
And even in the book of Revelation, the last book of the Bible.
圣经的最后一本书就是启示录。
The rainbow is surrounding the very throne of God in heaven.
在天上神的宝座的周围也有彩虹。
When God says he will never destroy the earth with water, he means it.
当神说我不会再次用洪水毁灭世界，他说话算话。
And every day the seasons continue.
每一天当一年四季不断地运转的时候。
Remind us of the faithfulness of God to his promise.
这是在提醒我们神对他应许的信实的保守。
And not just to that promise.
不仅是这个应许。
But to every promise that he makes.
神说应许的每一句话都会应许。
Like the promise that he makes in John 3:16,
正如约翰福音三章十六节一样。
That whoever believes in God's Son Jesus,
叫一切相信神的儿子耶稣基督的
will not perish,
不是灭亡
but will have everlasting life,
得永生。
God is always faithful to his promises,
神总是信实要守约的。
And the rainbow is a reminder of that.
那彩虹就是神的信实的提醒。
So then in verses 18 through 29,
然后十八节到二十九节,
we see that Noah and Ham sin.
我们看到挪亚和韩犯了罪。
So verses 18 and 19 describe how the peoples begin to disperse.
十八十九节讲到这些百姓开始就分散在全地了。
But it reminds us also that all these people have their source in Noah and his sons.
也提醒我们，这些人的源头都是从挪亚和他的后代而来的，是他们的后裔。
They are having children and children's children.
他们就生孩子，就一代一代下去了。
They are becoming a great people.
就成了很多的百姓了。
But they all come from Noah.
但他们都是从挪亚生出来。
But we are reminded of this.
我们也被提醒到。
That just like Adam,
正如亚当一样。
Noah is not a perfect source.
挪亚也不是一个完美的源头啊。
There is a sin already spreading.
罪恶也借着他的后代也传开了。
verses 20 through 23. Noah is saved from the flood. Noah is described in the Bible as a preacher of righteousness. His first act after he gets off the ark is to build an altar and worship God. And yet that Noah, that very same Noah, now plants a vineyard,
如今栽种一个葡萄园,
makes wine from it, and then gets himself drunk from the wine.
然后就喝醉酒,
this is obviously sinful behavior. It is a failure on Noah's part. And it should be a warning to every believer. You can live a lifetime of righteousness. You can be faithful in the most difficult of times. And you can still fail in just a moment. We must always depend on God. We must always be guarding our hearts against sin. What led to this drunkenness? We are not told. It could have been that he was discouraged with the weight of his responsibility. It could have been that he was an authority figure with no accountability. Or it could have been just like so many people just trying to escape the realities of his response, of his life. But no matter what, it was wrongdoing after many years of right living. Adam sinned through eating wrongly. Noah sinned through drinking wrongly. Yet the key or the focus of this passage is not actually what Noah does. But the emphasis is on how Ham, his son, responds. His son Ham sees his father's nakedness and tells his brothers about it. The problem is not that Ham just happened to see his father. The problem is that Ham purposely dishonors his father. Telling his brothers about the shame of their father. This is in contrast to how the other brothers respond, who respectfully cover their father's nakedness. Ham dishonors Noah, his father. His brothers treat their father honorably even while he's still asleep. What a helpful reminder this is. Drunkenness is a sin.
是没错，喝醉酒是犯罪。
It is condemned in the Old Testament and in the New Testament.
无论是新约旧约都定他有罪。
But even drunkenness is not one of the Ten Commandments.
但是不准醉酒不是十诫之一啊。
But honoring your parents is.
但是要尊重父母却是十诫当中之一。
Ham is dishonoring his father, in front of his brothers. We might say, that's not that bad. But God takes it very seriously. Young people, everyone around you may be disrespecting their parents.
年轻人, 在你周围的朋友们, 也许都不尊重父母。
And you may think that because everybody else is doing it, I can be disrespectful to my parents also.
也许你认为大家都这样吗? 我怎么不能不尊重爸妈呢? 没问题啊。
But God considers this so important
但是神看这是一个很严肃的事儿,
that when He wrote 10 commandments,
当他写下这十诫的时候,
with His own finger, in stone,
在他自己的手指在石头上写下,
one of those commandments is
其中一个诫命就是,
to honor your parents.
要尊重父母, 孝敬父母,
we must take seriously whatever God takes seriously.
我们必须认真对待神所认真对待的事。
We might think, well, this isn't that bad.
我们也许认为, 哎呀, 没什么大不了嘛。
But if we are willing to disobey God here,
但如果我们在这儿, 不尊重神的话,
in one of the Ten Commandments,
在十诫上不顺服的话,
who is to say we will obey God anywhere else?
那我们在别的方面,
so in verses 24 through 27, Noah wakes up from his sleep,
挪亚醒了酒,
and he responds to Ham's sin, pronouncing a curse on Ham's son, Canaan.
他就宣告了韩的儿子迦南要被咒诅。
Now you may remember this same, very similar thing happened with Adam.
你可能记得亚当。
The godly line from which the Messiah would come,
从弥赛亚这个敬虔的这条线路上,
and the ungodly line of people who would oppose the Messiah,
和不敬虔的那条线路，那反对弥赛亚这条线路上,
go their separate ways almost immediately.
立刻就分道扬镳了，几乎啊。
Now the Canaanites take the place of those descendants of Cain.
现在这些, Canaanites,
those descendants of Cain, of Canaan, of Ham, will oppose the Messiah wherever possible.
这些迦南族的人会到处会抵挡弥赛亚。
We see this throughout the rest of the Old Testament.
我们在旧约里头看到,
as Ham's descendants include those in Egypt,
这些韩的后代, 包括那些在埃及的人,
those in Assyria,
还有在亚述的人,
those in Babylon,
那些在巴比伦的人,
and so they are opposing God's people. This curse was the curse that Noah puts upon Ham.
挪亚宣告在韩身上的这个咒诅
is fulfilled when the Israelites finally conquer Canaan.
当以色列人最后征服迦南的时候，就完全应验了。
The land that is named after Ham's son, Canaan.
这块土地是根据韩的儿子迦南所命名的这块地。
So Noah curses Ham.
挪亚咒诅了韩。
But Noah blesses Shem and Japheth.
但挪亚却祝福了闪和亚佛。
Of course, Noah is functioning here as a prophet of God.
当然，挪亚在这儿就像神的先知一样，在成全他的使命。
Speaking on behalf of God's divine inspiration.
他在神的启示之下在说话。
Parents, you do not have the right to curse your children.
做父母，你没有责任，你没有权利咒诅儿女啊。
Pray for your children.
你要为儿女祝福祷告。
Pray good things for your children.
为他们祝福。
Here Noah does bless Shem and Japheth.
这里挪亚在祝福闪跟亚佛。
Blessed be the Lord God of Shem.
他说，耶和华闪的神是应当称颂的。
And yes, this is exactly what will happen.
这样的祝福领导。
The promised offspring of the woman.
那神所应许的女人的后裔。
Is still divinely preserved by God. And that Savior, that Messiah,
这位救主,
will come through Shem. And it is possible that Japheth's blessing,
很可能啊, 那亚佛的祝福呢?
Living in the tents of Shem,
他住在住在闪亚佛扩张时，他在闪的帐篷里。
Is fulfilled in the New Testament.
在新约里头也应验了。
When the Gentiles are brought into the covenant people of God.
当外邦人也被带进了神的约民当中。
But back in Genesis chapter 8, 9 rather,
再回到创世纪第九章嘛,
verses 28
and 29, 28到29节,
as we should expect,
正如我们应该可以期盼看到的,
from earlier genealogies,
从前面的家谱应该期盼到,
Noah's life,
挪亚的生命,
as long as it is,
虽然那么长啊,
comes to its eventual end,
最后也结束了,
and Noah dies.
挪亚死了。
Even the great flood has not gotten rid of sin.
甚至这大洪水也没有把罪恶清除净尽。
And so death is still here.
所以死亡仍然存在。
Now in chapter 10, the nations that come from Noah multiply.
第十章里头啊，从挪亚而来的这些国度不断的加增，人口众多。
I purposely read only verse 1 of chapter 10.
我故意啊，只读了第十章第一节。
Because it tells us, it gives us an idea of what the whole chapter contains.
因为这告诉我们整章第十章所包容包含的内容。
In chapter 10, we have the genealogies of Noah's three sons and their descendants.
第十章我们看到挪亚的三个儿子的家谱和他们后代的家谱。
We are given a description of how God's command to replenish the earth is fulfilled.
我们看到神的应许要遍满全地是怎么样子应验了。
And where each of Noah's sons and their descendants settle in the earth.
挪亚的每个儿子和他们的后代都在地上各地就所居住的地方都定居下来。
We have noticed this before.
我们已经看过了。
That this phrase, the generations of,
这个词啊，这个后代记在下面。
Serves as a kind of outline for the book of Genesis.
就是创世纪的一个大纲。
It marks the major transitions in the book.
我们看到创世纪的每一个主要的转折点。
So here is the conclusion of the flood story.
这个是洪水故事的结论。
And leading to the people and stories that will follow.
带到了后面会发生的事儿。
Particularly the story of the Tower of Babel in Genesis 11.
特别是巴别塔的十一章的故事。
But the 70 names that are listed here in chapter 10.
第十章里头所命名的这七十个名字。
Jesus seems to have those names in mind.
主耶稣似乎想到这些名字。
When he sends out 70 disciples to evangelize the world.
当他差派七十个门徒去传福音给。
In Luke chapter 10 and verse 1.
路加第十章第一节啊。
In other words, Jesus is saying the message of the gospel is for all nations.
换言之呢，耶稣说这福音的信息要传给万邦万民。
Whether you descend from Shem or Ham or Japheth,
不论你是从闪、含或是亚伯的后代。
The message of the Messiah who crushes the serpent's head.
这有关那女人的后裔，她践踏蛇的头的这个信息。
Who takes our place and absorbs the wrath of God for us?
弥赛亚他代替我们，而且他担当了神的愤怒。
That message is for you.
这个信息是为你预备的。
No matter what nationality you may be.
不论你是任何的民族背景。
And whether you are a believer or not,
不管你信不信主,
Jesus has been given authority over the nations.
耶稣基督已经得到了全世界的权柄。
He sits enthroned in heaven even now.
他现在就坐在天上的宝座上，高高在上。
Surrounded by a majestic rainbow.
他周围有一个辉煌的彩虹。
Which serves as a heavenly reminder.
这是一个天上的记号。
That this world will never again be destroyed by water.
提醒我们的世界永远不会被洪水灭过。
But will one day end in fiery judgment.
但是有一天会被烈火毁灭。
Every sin not absorbed by Christ himself on the cross.
凡是没有被耶稣基督在十字架上担当的罪。
Will be judged by God forever in hell.
永远会被神在地狱里头审判。
Which one describes you?
哪一个是你呢?
Every one of us come from Noah.
我们每个人都从挪亚来的。
And God's covenant to Noah includes every one of us.
神与挪亚所立的约包含了我们每一个人。
And every time we see a rainbow, we are reminded of God's faithfulness to His promises.
每次看到天上的彩虹，我们就被提醒到。 神对他的应许的信实的守约。
Every time the summer comes after the winter, we're reminded of God's faithfulness.
每一次春去秋来，我们都想到神的信实。
And God has promised
神应许了,
never to destroy the world by water,
永远不会再用水洪水灭绝全地了,
but that He will judge every sin.
但是他会审判每一个罪,
either in Jesus
要不就在基督里审判他,
or in you forever.
要不就在你自己身上, 你要担罪, 永远远远,
I pray that you
我巴不得你,
will trust in Jesus Christ.
信靠耶稣基督,
believe God's promises.
相信神的应许,
heed His warnings.
要听,
God bless you.
要听进他给你的境界, 神祝福你。